Darkness had fallen when Matthias and his newfound army reached the foothills. They were forced to camp there for the night until morning light revealed their position. Shrew fires glimmered, and the chatter and noise of the argumentative little beasts made Matthias wish Logalog had never offered the help of the Gowsum. The warrior mouse sat alone on the brow of a small rise. Then he was joined by Orlando and Jabez Stump. The hedgehog nodded towards the cliffs, rearing high overhead.
Puzzles me as to how any creature except in a beard could get to the top of there. You sure he went this way?
Basil Staghare sauntered up out of the darkness.
Sure? You could bet your summer spikes on it, old lad. They've scaled the belly heights all right, though how they did it beats me. One clue, though, I've just stumbled over the carcass of one of those stoat fellas. Either he thought he could fly or he missed his paw hold. Ugh, nearly put me off my supper, it did.
It must have been pretty grim to banish thoughts of food from your mind, Basil.
Matthias chuckled.
The question is, how do we get up there tomorrow?
Orlando tested his axe blade against his paw.
And when we do get up there, do you think they'll have laid some sort of trap? Maybe the fox is waiting until we're halfway up to start hurling rocks and boulders down on us.
That's a chance we'll have to take.
Matthias shrugged.
Though, I don't think Slagar knows we're alive. He'll probably press on to get his captives to their destination, wherever that is.
The old hare squatted down beside Matthias.
I picked up the tracks of that young shrew, Scan, and his cronies this afternoon. They were making for this point well ahead of us. I think the belly old fox knows we're still alive and kicking, one way or another.
The warrior mouse unbuckled his sword and lay down in the grass.
We'll know tomorrow. Rest now.
Matameo and his companions on the slave line were being driven hard and fast. Evidently, there was to be little rest that night. Slagar and Stonefleck led the column. Before they set out, the masked fox had addressed them.
Tonight you must move swiftly and silently. I tell you this because there is no other way. Stonefleck here will guide us. He knows the paths to take. When we reach the forest, there is danger. So be silent, travel fast, and you will come out unharmed. Now, get moving.
It was difficult going. They were forced into a stumbling dog trot. The chain manacles and the heavy slave line were a great handicap for the prisoners. Surprisingly, the slavers helped them all they could. Sam was baffled.
Matty, Tess, why haven't they got the cane swinging? Usually we get beaten and bullied, but all of a sudden they're being almost nice to us.
Orma caught Tim as he stumbled.
They're not shouting and yelling at us either. I'd say they look pretty frightened themselves.
There's a forest up ahead!
Jube called back to them in a loud voice.
Do you suppose Dad has something to do with it?
Please don't shout or you'll get us all killed.
Drynose, the weasel guard, had an almost pleading whine to his voice. The forest, when they reached it, looked eerie and forlorn in the dim light. Old gnarled trees spread their knotted branches wide and low. There was little grass on the floor, and no flowers were to be seen anywhere. Matameo saw the withered and bleached skeleton of a rat dangling from a bough halfway up a tree. And there were other bones, too, scattered here and there throughout the branches. The young mouse decided to keep quiet about them. No sense in panicking his friends, chained up as they were.
I've noticed those bones too,
Homer whispered in his ear.
We'd best keep quiet. If any beast gets attacked, it'll probably be us, who have no chance of making a run for it.
Bending low to avoid hanging branches, they pushed onward as fast as possible, following Slagar and Stonefleck. Occasionally, Matameo could hear guttural noises up in the trees, and now it seemed that everyone had spotted grisly remains hanging in the boughs, though no creature made mention of it. Tess Churchmouse shuddered. She had never been in such a sinister place. Catching up with Matameo, she grasped at the back of his robe and clutched it tight. The young mouse patted her paw in the darkness.
Don't be frightened, Tess,
he whispered.
We'll make it. There's nothing to be afraid of. Hold tight and look straight ahead.
Tess was comforted by his quiet confidence.